Sarah Lee Guthrie, welcome to the Saturday Cafe.
Thank you.
To begin with, let's get the number straight. How many brothers and sisters have you got, and how many of them are musicians?
I have one brother and two sisters. Abe is the eldest, and he's been a musician for his whole life. I think my dad told me once he traded his three-wheeler, what are those big wheels, for a keyboard when he was 3 years old. And he's actually been playing with my dad for the last 25 years. My two sisters, Annie and Kathy, both play. Kathy is in a band with Willie Nelson's daughter, Amy, and they have a great little sound. Their band is called Folk Uke, and they sing inappropriate songs, actually.
Things I couldn't play on radio?
Maybe not. You can find one or two tracks, but really hilarious and great, both of them are. And my other sister, Annie, has been playing guitar since she's quite little, too, and actually writing a lot of songs, but never really played out much. She's been, her and Kathy have been running the Rising Sun Records, my dad's label, the family label, for many years now. So they're now playing on the stage with us as well as all of their kids and my kids.
What was it like growing up in the Guthrie household? Was this a household with lots of music, or did you become musicians in spite of Arlo because he was out touring?
I'm not sure how it actually happened or came to be that we're all playing music, really, because it was pretty separate from my life at home. I mean, I can remember when I was really young, people like Hoyt Axton and Ramblin' Jack coming through the house. The Dillards were a good friend of my dad's, and they'd come by and play bluegrass music all night. But usually we were in the bed by then, or at least, you know, shooed away so that they could do their thing. And that's like early memories. But for the most part, Dad was on the road, and we lived in a small town in western Massachusetts. You know, glad to see him when he came back, and got to go every now and then. And that's when I think maybe each of us got the bug at our, you know, separate times going with Dad on the road. And you know, who knows, we all came to it from different ways, too. I mean, I didn't actually come to it till I met Johnny in Los Angeles, just, you know, being out there. And so I feel like I came to music on my own, but, you know, obviously it's been my whole life in many ways.
Yeah, I understand you actually picked up a guitar for the first time while you were tour managing your dad's tour.
It was just right after that. Yeah, I tour managed for the Further Festival, which was all the, you know, Bob Weir and Mickey Hart Bruce Hornsby and the Black Crowes. And I actually was 18 right out of high school, and I met up with all those guys 6 weeks on the road. You know, you make friends. And I moved out to Los Angeles and was hanging with a lot of the Crowes guys when I met Johnny. And actually, Johnny put the guitar in my hands for the first time. And we were playing honky-tonk songs with a great guy named Mike Stinson. And I learned how to sing harmony. And actually, that's what was, for me, I fell in love at that point with music. Harmony was just, it made sense.
A lot of musicians have been seduced by harmony, I gotta say. Johnny is, of course, your husband, Johnny Irian. How did you meet?
We met, he was in a band that Chris Robinson from the Crowes was producing in L.A. at the time that I moved out, and he had just moved out from North Carolina where he was living, and he was signed to Sony in the early 90s with a kind of indie rock band. And so he met Chris through that and moved out to L.A. about this, and within the same week, actually, that I moved out there. And Mike Stinson was the drummer in that band. I knew Mike, and Johnny knew Mike, and we met at a club, the Mint, if you know it.
When did you start performing together out in the world on stage?
It wasn't for a little while after that, actually. We met, we dated, I started playing guitar. My dad asked me to join him on the road, so that's what I did for the next year and a half or so. And then Johnny proposed to me. We got married. We put out solo records in 01, and we decided then that we would put the records out on the Rising Sun Records label and tour together. And that was it, basically. I mean, we just started playing together, and people really loved it, and we loved it, and it was a great excuse to be on the road and do this. And, you know, we dreamed of this this life of music on the road together, and now with our kids, you know, long ago. But so we just started playing. We actually didn't release our first record until 05. Exploration came out that Gary Loris and the Jayhawks produced, and actually haven't released a official record since. And we just made a new record that we're really excited about with a great group of guys called Zetiver out of San Francisco. And Tom Monahan actually produced it. So we're really excited about that. But yeah, 10 years ago, I think. Is it 10 years ago? No.
Absolutely.
Eight years ago, I guess, Sonny and I started playing together.
Well, we heard from your live album CD or DVD set, folk song at the top of the set. But coming up, I would like to play something from your new children's album, Wagaloo.
That would be lovely, yeah.
Is this another Guthrie family tradition? Because I know Woody recorded several albums of kids' songs. I don't recall off the top of my head if Arlo did, though.
We did one when I was 12 called Woody's Woody's Grow Big Songs. And it was all 20 of Woody songs that my whole family and Nora, my dad's sister and brother, Jody, Nora and Jody, they all got together and did this kids album. And Dad, I don't know how many other things Dad, he's worked on little projects here and there, but not any official release, I don't know, kind of things that I know of. But that was a great time. And actually, you know, there's a lot of experiences that I drew from for this record from that experience back in 91, I guess, that Grow Big was released.
Well, I'd like to play what I'd have to categorize as an exasperated lullaby. It's not quite a hostile baby rocking song of the Rosalie Sorrell's definition, but it's interesting. Tell me about the Brush Your Teeth Blues number 57.
Well, Johnny wrote that, and I actually, are you listening to the version from the Go Wagaloo? Or
yeah,
from
we're playing.
Okay, from Go Wagaloo, right. So that's me singing a song that I loved from Johnny actually wrote it, and he recorded it and released it on a solo album that he put out last year, 2 years ago, called Extempore. And I just always loved it, and he thought I gave a shot at singing it. And of course, it's for our daughter, Olivia. She was pretty young probably at the time, but it's one of the most beautiful songs I think Johnny's ever written.
The song is Brush Your Teeth Blues number 57. My guest is Sarah Lee Guthrie on the Saturday Cafe.
But first you must now go to sleep.
My guest today on the Saturday Cafe is Sarah Lee Guthrie. She will be performing with the Guthrie Family Rides Again concert coming up next week in Corvallis. That was Brush Your Teeth Blues number 57. I love the verse, the too much cake and ice cream after the birthday party verse. I can just
you can relate to that.
Oh yeah, I can just see the little one in the pirate costume trying to untangle the wooden cutlass from the teddy bear blankets.
Yeah, actually that line came from a friend of ours, said his kid just wouldn't take his pirate costume off. You know, he wore it for weeks, and Johnny loved that and put in a song.
Well, you're going to be in Corvallis with the Guthrie Family Rides Again. Whose idea was this family tour, and who's going to be there?
Well, it's always Dad's idea. Dad decided a few years ago that we would do a Guthrie Family Tour, and we did that with me and Johnny and Abe and Dad, and we had a friend of ours, a kind of multi-instrumentalist with us, Gordon Titcomb. We did that for a year back in 2007, 2008, I guess, or no, 2006, 2007. And then that sparked, I think, this whole idea of doing it again. For one, we thought, wow, you know, the Guthrie family feeling that we get when we're on the stage and we're singing a lot of the songs that came from Woody, and then bringing it full circle with a lot of the newer songs that people have been taking out of the archives, some of our favorites that have been coming out of the archives for the last almost 15 years now. Nora, my dad's sister's been in there just getting lyrics and going through piles of, you know, just all these, there's under 3,000 lyrics in there.
And she's kind of matchmaking them with songwriters to put tunes to them.
Yeah, and I think there's been some great stuff that's come out of there, and so we're focusing in on a lot of those, and then also bringing it around to my our kids' generation, which would be the fourth if you're counting Woody, and so the feeling of the Guthrie Family Show was great, and we just wanted to do that again and include everybody this time, and it's sort of reminiscent of a tour that we did back in '84. I was 5 years old, and I'll never forget that. It was like everybody's going on the road, you know, bring your dogs, like that old Hoyt Axton song. I don't know if you know it. Everybody's going on the road. So we all just packed up and went for almost a year. I remember having a tutor for my kindergarten year. And then I think we went through about 7 tutors, actually, that tour. And that was due to Abe's fault, my brother.
Of course, it's never yours.
He just had a birthday, as a matter of fact. He's an April Fool's Day. And his joke is to fool everybody on the day it's not April Fool's Day. We had a great time, and we created memories then that none of us will forget. And I'm looking at them. They're walking through the parking lot, my brother and his wife, Lisa, who's on the tour as well.
How many grandchildren are going to be on this tour?
There's 7 grandchildren.
Oh, my goodness.
So we have a 2-year-old, a 3-year-old, 2 7-year-olds, an 8-year-old. Oh, no, the 1 7-year-old, 8-year-old, 12-year-old, 15-year-old, and 18-year-old.
Any of them planning to be professional musicians yet?
Well, we're trying to give them the bug. I don't know if that's the way it works. You know, we couldn't get on stage if we tried when we were kids. But these days things have changed, and now we have to get them on stage if they will. The 18-year-old Krishna is great, and he's been actually writing songs, and he does a song during the show that's really been well received. And I think he's one of these guys. Yeah, he can't see to do anything else in his life. But the other ones, you never know. They're a little young, I guess. Mm-hmm. Olivia, our daughter's a natural. She's been on the road since she's 5 weeks old, and has been jumping up on the stage with us. And she actually. You know, she's great. I would love for her to do it, but then I don't want to push it, so I don't.
Well, thank you very much for joining me on the Saturday Cafe today. My guest, Sarah Lee Guthrie, will be performing with father and siblings and lots of, well, children and nieces and nephews at the LaSalle Stewart Center on the OSU campus, Thursday, April 29th at 7:30 p.m. I really appreciate you making time to join me on the cafe today.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for taking the time.
I'm going to close with what is actually, according to what I've researched, your recording debut. Apparently, your first recording was as part of the children's chorus on the Garden Song on Arlo's Power of Love CD when you were 2 years old. Do you remember any of that?
No, not a lick of it.
Oh, well.
Inch by inch, row by row.